Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
While the Walk to End Alzheimer's for 2024 is coming up on Saturday, November the 2nd, and you may recall over the past 20 years or so, Mike Gann from Stones River Manor. He was a big leading force in highlighting that walk each and every year. And Mike Gann, he passed away this past December, but the folks at Stones River Manor continue to kind of show their support for this special Walk to End Alzheimer's by highlighting Mike Gann in this upcoming walk because of all that he did for the Alzheimer's Association. And one of the things that they will be doing September 27th and 28th, they're going to be holding their annual yard sale event. This is in lieu of the annual auction they used to do to raise money for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Right now, they're collecting items to be sold at the yard sale, so you can drop off things, any donation you may have, to Stones River Manor, and then they will turn around and put it up at their yard sale for sale. And the yard sale itself, September 27th and 28th, and that's at Stones River Manor. But the Walk to End Alzheimer's, that is going to be in November, and they're putting a special team together all to show, you know, their thanks for Mike Gann, who for so many years, he was the top fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association for this annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. And the goal this year, total goal, is to raise $245,000 for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And so far, they already have 74 different teams who are participating. 390-something people already signed up to walk to end Alzheimer's. We talked to the folks out there at Stones River Manor a little bit more about their efforts to raise money for the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Mike Gann's name.
We're talking to Thomas Stevenson at Stones River Manor. Talk a little bit about what Mike was like during the time where he would raise funds for the Alzheimer's Association, and how many different things do you have going on at once?
It's interesting you say that, because there wasn't any specific time that Mike would do that. He would do it all the time. It was something that he was always focused on. He was always thinking of ways to reward past givers, and people remembered that kind of stuff. His carrot cake is legendary, and rightfully so. People remember that, and he would reward them, and he would find the time, if someone gave money, to get them a carrot cake, to come up with new ideas, to keep old ideas going and not letting them go by the wayside. And again, we're trying to honor that. His energy was infectious and contagious. We're just trying to do our part to keep it going.
So Mike would literally make a carrot cake for those who agreed to donate one year, then they came back and said, I'll donate again this year. Then Mike would go out and make another carrot cake.
That's absolutely right. He would make hundreds, if not thousands, a year of carrot cakes. And not just for folks who would donate, but for people here at the manor, for families, for the staff celebrating, for families of residents, for residents themselves. How he found the time to do it, I don't know, but it was very inspiring.
And you're finding that with him no longer here, you're having to fill his shoes, and it's taking a lot more shoes than what you thought.
That's right. So we've tried to divide Mike, and who was of course one person, into about four different people to do different aspects. Being that I work with our Alzheimer's and dementia people, it was a logical fit to transition me to help to work with the Rutherford County Walk Committee, and then other people, all the things he did with outreach for the families and being a person for the families here to talk to. We had to get someone to do that. It's been unbelievable, but he created such a good example that it's been something we've wanted to try to strive to do.
And again, we're talking to Thomas Stevenson at Stones River Manor.
And again, that was a conversation we had at the manor with Thomas. And for those who did not know Mike Gann, he worked at Stones River Manor for 30 years. And he was one of the top fundraisers for the Walk to End Alzheimer's for the past 25 years. And Mike Gann died December 3rd of last year. And again, this special walk that happens every year, the Walk to End Alzheimer's, the folks at Stones River Manor are doing it in honor of Mike Gann. They're having a yard sale that is coming up September 27th and September 28th. And that yard sale is to further raise funds to hopefully find a cure to end Alzheimer's. And this is some of our conversation that we had at the Manor this past week.
The yard sale is September 27th and 28th. On the 27th is from 7 to 4. The 28th is 7 to noon.
Thomas Stevenson at Stones River Manor.
The purpose is to raise money for the Rutherford County Walk to End Alzheimer's, and we'll be taking different donations, except for clothing, between now and then.
The money that is raised, it goes to something that Mike Gann, who worked here for years, it goes to something that he was very involved in, and that's the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Mike was very involved in the Alzheimer's Association, one of the top fundraisers, if not the top individual fundraiser for many years. He left a large legacy there for the Manor to pick up and follow, and we're trying to do the best we can with that, one of which is the yard sale and just trying to raise funds on his behalf since it was so passionate for him.
And Mike was a very outgoing person who all the residents seemed to really love.
To say he was loved by residents is an understatement. He was very influential, not just on residents, by everyone who interacted with Mike. He left a wonderful impression on.
And then what types of things will be available for people to purchase at the yard sale?
Everything, except for what we had previously mentioned, clothing and things like that. But everything else, we have a lot of donations already coming in. They're still coming. So it's a good time. We'll hopefully have different refreshments set up, some fun things to do. So if you bring the family, they'll be able to have fun too, and for a good cause, and in memory of Mike, and again, for the Alzheimer's Association as well.
And then the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Well, Stones River Manor has been very involved in the Alzheimer's Association, and specifically the walk in Rutherford County. It will be this November the 2nd at MTSU in their soccer complex. And the Manor, again, has been very, very involved raising funds. Again, Mike was a spearhead for that. And we're just trying to pick up and keep going, keep that legacy going.
And if anybody wants to be a part of that, wants to donate Mike Gann's name, how do they do that?
They could come to the walk. They can go beforehand to rucowalk.com. That's for Rutherford County. Our team is the Manor for Mike. They can look for that. They can look for my name specifically. There's a spot where you can search for team captains. So my name is Thomas Stevenson. You can look for that. Or again, the Manor for Mike on the Rutherford County Alzheimer's Walk website.
Is this the first year for this walk to happen without Mike?
For us, it is, yes.
You even have a special wing, special area for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. Tell us a little bit more about that.
We do. We have an area like that here. We call it the Assured Care Center. It's a 23 resident facility, and that's where all of our residents who need the security of memory care but still want the fellowship and the benefits of living in assisted living.
And what type of peace of mind does that give to families out there who do have a loved one who has Alzheimer's?
We hope it gives them the peace of mind of knowing that they can be in a place where people genuinely care. They want to see them thrive, to see them happy, and to know that they're in a faith-based, safe environment.
And then by having them where they feel safe, where they're not having to care for that loved one day in and day out, it really does lessen the burden on family members to allow them to really feel maybe what it used to be like to have mom here by not having to worry about having to take care of her every single day.
You said something really important with the family member being here. It gives them the opportunity to come and visit when they're at their best. Caregiver burnout is something that's talked about a lot, and even with mom or dad, it can become a stressful situation as this progresses. So having them in a place where they can come and visit when they're feeling their best, when they're happy and upbeat, makes for the interactions to a lot of the times be more meaningful.
We're talking to Thomas Stevenson at Stones River Manor.
And once more, that Walk to End Alzheimer's, that is coming up in November. It will be November 2nd, which is a Saturday, on the MTSU campus in the soccer arena area. Stones River Manor is here in Murfreesboro. They are at 205 Haynes Drive. Again, 205 Haynes Drive in Murfreesboro. If you'd like to call them and say, hey, I want to donate in Mike Gann's name for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, you can do that. 615-893-5617. Again, 615-893-5617. If you'd like to donate and support that Walk to End Alzheimer's in Mike Gann's name. Mike Gann worked at Stones River Manor for right at 30 years. And of course, he passed away this past December. And the manor is doing more right now to carry on his name in that Walk to End Alzheimer's. And they have a special team that is named after Mike, Team Mike Gann. We're broadcasting out of the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Middle Tennessee Electric's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and they're growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles are encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.